Morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Mosque. My name is Eloise. How may I help you today?
Yes. I had a couple accounts with Eagle Mosque. One of the accounts was canceled the beginning of the year, and I just got charged twice this month on that account.
Okay. I can check. Do you have the customer account number?
And I don't know which number is which on there. One says parts, one says customer. I don't know which one it is, and I don't have them in front of me.
Okay. I have the spelling of your last name, please.
Johnson.
And your zip code, please.
15377.
All right. Last name Johnson, zip code 15377. Mm-hmm. Could you confirm your shipping address, please?
855 Day Road, West Finley, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And one last thing, may I have your email address, please?
Kodiak50@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you have a Star Trek build-up subscription and a Star Trek Picard Universe? They're both active.
Right. The Star Trek Picard Universe was canceled at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Did you call to cancel?
Yes, I did. And I just got charged twice for that this month.
Yes, because the account is still showing active.
Oh, I canceled that like on the 4th of January.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'll be checking. I'm still here. I'm just waiting on the computer. Just one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Holden. Appreciate your patience. We don't have any record of any call for you to early in the year to cancel.
Well, I did because I had a death in the family. I didn't have the money, so I had to cancel the account.
Yes, sir. I most certainly understand what you're saying, but we don't have any record of it. I can certainly assist you with that at this time if you decide. For the shipment that already processed, I won't be able to stop it.
Which one is that? I mean, I got to cancel it. I got a notice that the money wasn't in my account on one day, and then the next day I got a, well, that was a Star Trek Enterprise build-up. That was shipped already. But then I got charged again today. Why am I being charged twice in a month?
Okay. So, let's see. For the one that, on the Star Trek Picard Universe, it's a pre-authorization. For 5819. And let me see what else you have.
Yeah, I just got charged again today, twice.
Okay. So, like I said, I do see the pre-authorization. Let me check on the other account. All right, just one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the buildup, there's a shipment that processed on January the 25th. And for the buildup, there's a special edition also sent out. Check the date, just one moment. So I'm just waiting on the computer. Okay. On the Star Trek buildup, the shipment that processed January 25th, you had the pre-authorization for 6932. The actual payment went through on February the 3rd. And that is for the kids 15 through 18.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I got a charge on February 3rd for $47.65.
That's on our side. It's showing process today for $47.65. That's for the Geekly Art print. They do send you the announcement.
Okay, I didn't get any announcement. I was told that that payment didn't go through, but according to my bank, it did.
Yes, sir. It is. It has gone through.
Okay, and that's supposed to be for the Picard universe?
No, this is still for the Star Trek buildup. It's on the Geekly print. So once you do. Oh.
Okay, what's the 5819 for?
Let me go back just one moment. Okay. The charge for today for 5819 is on the Star Trek Picard universe, the USS Hercules.
Okay, that's canceled.
Okay, so I understand that's what you said you did, sir, but we don't have any record of you calling to request a cancel.
Okay, well,
I can assist you.
I want that money back.
Okay, so once you do receive the shipment, you just need to pay to return it. Once we receive it back, the refund will process less the shipping and handling. And it is your responsibility to pay the shipping and handling to return it.
Okay, well, it hasn't even been shipped yet.
But once it's in process, we do not have the option to have it stopped.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys have overdrafted my account with this when it was canceled back in January.
I understand that's what you're saying, sir, but we don't have record that you called to cancel. And the account was active.
Okay, now...
is active.
Okay, what was the 6932 for?
Okay, so just to so we can go ahead and finish this one. The Star Trek Picard universe, you just don't want at all.
No.
Okay. Just and I'm understanding that. I see that you presently have the frequency set to 9 weeks. If you like additional time, we can have it suspended. I'm sorry. Have that frequency changed to every 13 weeks.
What's that, for the Picard universe?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? I have to make a payment every 13 weeks?
Yes, sir. If you decide to continue.
Instead of every 6 to 8.
You currently have it set to every 9 weeks.
For 9 weeks. So every 2 months, I get a bill for the Picard universe.
Just about, yes. As long as the items
are
in stock.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here because I've been charged, my bank has been charged 4 times in this month.
Okay. So what you actually may be looking at are pre-authorizations and then actual charges once the shipments are sent.
Sorry, no. They've been deducted from my account. They're not pre-authorized. They've been deducted from my account.
Okay, so the one is $47
one. I have a $47 one and a $69 one and a $47 one and a $58 one.
Okay, so the 47 one is the same one. It's just a pre-authorization and the actual payment.
Okay, well, it's been taken from my account twice.
Okay, so I'm sure you can go back with your bank and check on that. For now, we're looking at the Star Trek Picard universe. And I understand you said you want it canceled. I'm still letting you know there's options that we have. So if there was any item that you don't want to receive from the Star Trek Picard universe, we can also have any item skipped if you decide to continue.
No, I want it canceled.
Yes. Okay, so you complete that. Star Trek Picard universe, I'm canceling today.
Yeah, I just want the Star Trek buildup. That's the only one I want.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you have been canceled today for the Star Trek Picard universe. The last one you'll receive will be the USS Hercules. And that was for the charge of $49.95.
Okay, well, it's just $47.65 on my phone.
That's what you keep getting confused here. So that's why I'm telling you we're going by parts. Okay, so just to keep it clear, the charge of $58.19 is for the last shipment on the Star Trek Picard universe. Okay.
Okay.
So now we're gonna.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So the charge for $47.65 is on the Star Trek end up, the Star Trek build up, and that's on the Geekly print.
Okay. $47.95 was for the Star Trek print.
$47.65, it's the Geekly art print.
Okay, and that's on the build-up? That's part of the build-up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the $58.19 was on the Star Trek build-up? Or $56, whatever. That was charged today.
Okay. So far today, I'm showing the $58.19 on the Star Trek Picard universe.
Okay, that's on the. On the Hercules, and I got to send that back to get my money back.
Yes, sir. And the other one showing for today is $47.65.
That's the art build-up on Enterprise build-up.
Yes, sir. And so,
okay,
and
then.
So you're showing a different, what's the other charge? I'm sorry, 56? What was the amount?
$58.19 was the charge for today.
Mm-hmm. That's on the Picard.
Picard, right. That's the one I got to send back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on February 4th, I was charged $69.32.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's for...
That's on the Star Trek build-up, right?
Yes, it's for the kids 15 through 18.
15 through 18, and it says I get a T-shirt with it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got to find out what this other $47.65 is for. That was I was charged on the third for.
Yes, that's a pre-authorization, but
was,
like I said, you can
check
with
taken
you.
From. Yeah, that was taken from my account back on the third. And now it did it again today, so.
That's the pre-authorization and the actual payment, but you can certainly check with your bank.
Okay, and that was for the print for the shirt, or the print for the Enterprise D. So, okay, I just want to make sure that Star Trek Universe is canceled, because I don't want to get no more payments for that.
Right.
Because I think it's... the reason is because I get a little model that's a 4-inch by 4-inch, and it's only rubber, and I'm paying $60 for something like that. That doesn't sound right.
Yes. So you should have received the confirmation of the cancellation on the Star Trek Picard. That one has been canceled.
Okay, and then all they got to do is send the other one back, and I'll get my money back.
Yes, sir. Once the shipment is received back to the warehouse, they'll process your refund, unless the shipping and handling.
Okay, now how do I send it back? Do I just take it back to the post office and put return to sender on it, or what?
No, so you are required to pay for the shipment to be sent back to us, and it is your responsibility once you pay for it. Once you do that, you may want to keep the tracking to make sure that we do receive it back to the warehouse.
Okay. What kind of label am I supposed to put on it? There's no return labels with these things.
You just return it to the address on the outside of the package, or if you still want the address,
okay, I don't need to open it or anything. I just take it back to the post office, return it back to you guys with the return label, and once you get it, then I'll be refunded.
So once you receive it, if you decide not to keep it, you can return it in the same shipment. You do have to pay the shipping and handling to return it. Once you pay, you may want to ask for your tracking information. That way you'll know when we receive
it. That way they'll notify me when you receive it.
Yes.
Okay, then. That's all, then.
Sure. I do thank you for calling Eagle Moss. If you'll please hold for a short one-question survey after this call, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.